Hey gang, I'm here to tell you about a great Austin tradition taking place tomorrow, Saturday, September 24th, and Sunday, September 25th. It's the 36th annual Fall Pecan Street Festival, taking place on 6th Street in between Brazos and I-35. Along with hundreds of vendors and artists, they have three stages showcasing 44 bands, including the Night Owls, KP and the Boom Boom, Katie Rain, and today's guest, Alicia Lani. Go to PecanStreetFestival.org to find out the times and the stages. That's the 36th annual Fall Pecan Street Festival. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you today. R&B singer Alicia Lani is here. She's got a new single out called Love You. She's performing at the 36th annual Pecan Street Festival. Like I said, she'll be on the Neches stage on Saturday, September 24th at 3:15 p.m. That's tomorrow. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, Alicia and I have a great conversation. She's a really great artist. She's a beautiful, beautiful singer. You can find her first album, First Impressions, out there, you know, on iTunes, on Spotify, on the places where you find music. But you can see her live tomorrow, Saturday, September 24th at 3:15 on the Neches stage. Find her at alicialanimusic.com. We have a fantastic conversation. Before I get to that, my friend Bonnie Whitmore came by on Saturday and brought me a copy of her new album, Fuck With Sad Girls, which is officially available on October 28th. But there is a loophole. If you go to her gig next Thursday, September 29th at the Continental Club, she goes on at 10 p.m., you can buy it there. It's a great album. I listened to it on the way to San Antonio the other day, and you can find out more about it at BonnieWhitmore.com. But Bonnie did stop by, and we sat down and had a little conversation. So before we get to our conversation with Alicia Lani, enjoy my conversation with the lovely and talented Bonnie Whitmore. Morning and watch that Beatles movie.
You always wake up really early.
Yeah, but I don't always. There's not always a brand new Beatles documentary waiting for me, directed by Ron Howard on Hulu.
That was exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. Do you like the Beatles?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. Sometimes I meet people that sit in that very chair that go like, ugh, I hate them. And I'm like, wow, what does that feel like? Because I don't know a world where that's a possibility.
I don't believe them. It's part of the thing. I don't. I'm like, you can't hate the Beatles. You can't. You can choose not to listen to them.
Yeah.
But it's like, you basically hate all music
if you hate the Beatles. That's Did your parents play Beatles for you guys?
Oddly enough, my introduction to the Beatles was my dad covering When I'm 64. Was when and Blackbird.
How old were you?
I was a kid, and I was like 4 or 5 years old when I started playing in the band with them. The thing about the When I'm 64 is like when I actually like realized and found the Beatles like in middle school, like I think a lot of like their own. And I pull it up and I'm listening to Sgt. Pepper's and When I'm 64 comes on and I'm like, oh my fucking God. This is my dad's song. And then I'm like, no, that's not right. And then I'm like, and he's been screwing up the words. I was irate. I went home and I had like a big lecture to my dad. If you are going to do Beatles songs, you will do the words correctly.
That's how it works, man. The Beatles are. It's weird. It's weird that they can still make a documentary about them. And it's really exciting. Mm-hmm. After all this time.
Elvis
too.
I was never a lover of Elvis, but I can appreciate him.
Yeah, I like Elvis. I like the way he talked. Oh, hey, man, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Bonnie Whitmore. Yeah, it's good to see you.
You can't help but smile.
You're man, like, you got that bass? You going to play that bass tonight? Hey, you know what I like
blush.
Doing? I don't really like fucking sad girls, but I'll pretty much fuck any girls.
Ooh.
I'm Elvis. That's hey. As Elvis. That wasn't just me. Sorry. Was that a bad place to take this?
No, I love it.
I mean, is that... So your album, you're, uh-huh. you're going to have it for sale at this show Thursday, September 29th at the Continental Club when you play at 10 p.m.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
That's a pretty exciting thing.
Yeah.
What were you asking about the title or...
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about the title before, but have you at any point been like, did I tell you that story about the Grateful Dead that I read?
Yes.
And then the guy was like, hey, so this is how much you're not going to sell. And they were like,
right. okay, we're not going to call that. Yeah. yeah. Not that I am fully aware of. I know that there's been a little bit of pushback from like the PR campaign, like some of the radio stations that probably would have been more interested are kind of like, yeah, we can't touch this. We can't even say that. Why would we take this? We can't even say the title of the record. And I'm like, okay, no, I totally get that. But my sort of attempt to get around it or whatever, I did make a clean version. So the radio stations that do want to play my music and have played my music, they have that option.
Right.
But like sending it to like Sirius XM, they played my last two records and I'm like just excited that Mojo is going to get the cover of it and be like, hell yeah, I'm going to play this thing off time. That's fucking it. You know? Right.
Well, like, there is those two things. Like there's the, some people won't do it, but then there's also a lot more people will talk about it because they, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
does that work on a PR?
Well, my whole thought process with it was, I wanted to start a conversation. I wanted to make people talk to one another or talk about it or talk to me, you know, whatever it is. Just like, let's have a conversation, you know, let's like be aware of our surroundings and other people in it. And like, there's no better way to get an attention from somebody by saying the word fuck. Like, you hear somebody say it and you automatically turn your head. You're like, what is that? And yeah. there's so many ways that you can say it, which is lovely.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words.
Yeah,
so.
It's one of my favorite words too. I say it all the time on this show. it's a fucking fuck riot,
yeah.
man. So the record officially comes out on October 28th, but.
Yes.
And this is a big but.
It is a big
much
but.
Much like mine. Thursday, September 29th at the Continental Club, you will have the album there.
They will be able to purchase the album in advance.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right
from,
there.
From me, but personally.
They, okay.
Yes.
And you're going to have a merch table. You're going to have new t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood is going to be there signing up people to vote.
For voting, and there'll be, you know, stickers and all kinds of good stuff. They had a sticker the other day, which made me very happy. It said, feminist AF, so feminist as fuck. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You are feminist as fuck,
I am
huh?
a bit of, yeah. It's very true.
What is involved in that?
What, being a
like,
feminist?
Yeah, exactly. Am I?
Yeah.
Because I think, I'm cool. I was raised by a single mom, all by women, and I think I'm nice to women.
I think when you are
I'm just normal
willing to empathize with women
yeah.
and to want to help when things are done shittily towards women,
yeah,
that makes you a feminist. I don't know what the dictionary definition of it, but like even women being feminists is kind of a new thing too. Like there's a lot of women that are not very like kind to other women, and they sort of perpetuate like a masculine or what's the word? Whatever.
Masculine.
Well, yeah, but or, no, I meant like a...
Like a point of view of...
Misogyny.
Misogynist.
That's
right.
what I mean.
Okay.
They will perpetuate that because that's what is essentially been the norm. And
right.
what the whole process of wanting to deal with social differences is to talk about how like, no, this isn't something that... it's not equal. There's still oppression involved with it. And that's the reason why everybody's wanting to talk about it or wanting to like change things and make them different. And especially with the attitude towards Planned Parenthood as being like this terrible place, which is like, this has been a haven for women, like healthcare for women. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the fact that it's old men that are deciding.
It's men deciding
it's not
important because
right,
it's not something that affects them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not okay. In the same way that people say, well, I'm white and they're black. Why do I have this problem? Like, it's an issue. You have to be able to empathize with other people. You have to be able to see things from a different perspective than just your own. That is the idea of wanting to create change in general. And my what I feel like is I can be a supporter of all other kinds of causes, but I can be a feminist because that's what I am. Like, it is something that does personally affect me. And so I feel like I have a voice to try to change what perspectives.
I think it's cool that you use your art to help spread the word about that.
To enlighten people
about it. Are there songs? I mean, is there a focus to this album?
Well,
the whole concept?
That was most of the concept, is just wanting to change the norms. Like, Cinderella to me was, I grew up watching Disney. I grew up watching
Helpless,
you know, damsels in distress, yeah, being saved by a man. And especially Cinderella's story is one that's like, and she's, you know, kind of like the ultimate princess. Like, everybody wanted to be Cinderella. But here's a girl who's impoverished, who has an evil stepmother, which is perpetuating like older women or someone who wasn't your mom, you know, is evil and mean, or your siblings that, you know, like it not wanting to be like, hey, my mom is gone and we're have mixed houses and households or whatever, and wanting to like do what's best for the family instead of hating each other because you're not technically my blood. Right. You know, that kind of attitude. So there's like those sort of underlying things. And then the whole, like, the only way that she can be saved is as if somebody like a prince comes along and swoops her up. And like, my whole thing was like, he doesn't even bother to go and look for her. He sends his minions out,
yeah,
to find the girl who can fit into the shoe. As long as she fits the shoe, that's my girl.
Yeah.
So it's really not about her even at all.
No, that guy had a foot thing is what I'm starting to
pick. You know, well, I'm stoned I'm watching Cinderella as a grown-up and being like, what? And the song was like, the dreams that you wish do come true. And I'm like, no, they don't.
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
But it take a lot of work and effort. And I'm sitting here being a 33-year-old woman who's not married and has no intentions of that or having children. You know, I'm uniquely put into a position where I've had very little hardships in my life, as far as, you know, I get to say that I've never been raped and I've never had an abortion. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to be a champion for people that have had to go through things.
Right. And you can, because you're a woman and you can understand these things.
Because I can empathize with what that is and how much pain you go through in order to have to do it. It's a decision that no one takes lightly.
No.
And the rape culture is beyond, when Brock Turner can serve less than his 6-month sentence because he's a entitled white dude with money. Like, that doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel safe.
No.
That really hurts my soul.
Yeah.
When things like that happen.
Yeah.
So.
Can I switch gears?
Yes, please.
Who produced the album?
You love how this always happens. You get me going down the road and it's like,
no, I like,
wow,
it.
Wow, I very... like this, but we got to...
It's true. I mean, that, you know,
that's just, look, but that's the part of the whole thing. It's like, yeah, I'm more than willing to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And not everybody will. The production of the record actually is shared. Everybody kind of got a credit. It's me and Scott Davis, Craig Bagby, Jared Hall, and Britton Bisonhurst, who is where we recorded it at Ramble Creek.
Which is here?
Yeah. It's out in Spicewood.
Oh.
Or Dripping Springs, out there near the Pinnacle.
Pinnacle?
The ACC Pinnacle?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You're like, no, I don't.
Maybe I did. Is that where Jeremy recorded? Did Jeremy Nail record there?
No.
I went out to a studio that sounds like that area.
Will Johnson records there a lot. Doug Burr has recorded there a lot. Graham Weber recorded Women out there, that record.
Mm-mm, I don't know it. But let me ask you this.
Monahans is Britain's thing as, okay, well. So
the production of the record was kind of like a collective, like little think tank of, well, creativity. It's
more of, I was wanting to go in there as like a usual, I'm a singer-songwriter and I'm being produced, right? That's the usual MO under those circumstances. But And which I love my previous two records, which were produced by Chris Masterson. Keep it in the family. But like those two records, I didn't play bass on it. George Reef played bass on it. And I've had this running like joke with George. It's like each one of my records has one that I can't play his bass line and sing it at the same time. So I'm like, you fucked me. You fucked me. I love you, but you kind of fucked me. Because I want to front my band as a bass player. And so this was me wanting to sort of be my own bass player and have it be a band scenario where we're all collaborating and contributing. These are my songs, but I'm bringing everybody in with their talents and their know-how to create something live and intense in the studio, which was great. Scott did a lot of the orchestrations. So I think, you know, if anybody gets producing credit more so than anyone else, I think between Scott and I, we were able to like throw more production at it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jared Hall was the one that was going through and playing all the multiple instruments and stuff like that and so on and so forth. So it just made sense to me to have it be a collaborative thing.
Yeah. And you're happy with it?
Yes.
Good. You should
really
be.
Really happy.
I can't wait to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it today, then on my way to San Antonio.
Yay. Fantastic.
I hope so.
You'll let me know if you don't like it.
I'll let you know either way. People can find you at BonnieWhitmore.com. You are playing full band Thursday, September 29th at the Continental Club at 10 p.m. Emily Bell goes on at midnight. Great friend of the show. Mm-hmm. I think she's a friend of mine, too.
She's a great person.
Yeah, she's a great lady. And John Evans.
Love that dude.
I love that dude too, man. He is rock and roll. Yeah. And also, when you go there, if you have not registered to vote, Planned Parenthood will be there. What if, say, you've registered to vote? What can you get outside of stickers and buttons from the table? A little exchange? Sign up for something? Help
information,
out?
Information. If you have questions about things or wanting to know more about what they actually provide for people, then that's definitely an option for you. You can also get condoms and lubricant.
Which is perfect because you never know who you're going to meet at the Continental Club.
Yeah, you might
on
need
Thursday,
one of those.
September 29th, 2016 at 10 p.m. when you play with your band. Fuck with Sad Girls will be available to everyone October 28th. But if you go to the show on September 29th at the Continental Club, you can get it there. Go to BonnieWhitmore.com for all you need from Bonnie. Anything I'm missing?
Nope.
You'll be back and we'll talk about this again before your record comes out.
I would love that.
We'll get heavy and then giggle.
Yes.
All right,
that's how I like. That's how I live my life.
September 29th, Thursday, 10 p.m., Bonnie Whitmore, Continental Club. Do it. Bonnie Whitmore. See her next Thursday, September 29th at the Continental Club. You can pick up her album, Fuck With Sad Girls, there. If not, you will have to wait till October 28th. Go to BonnieWhitmore.com for more info about Bonnie. All right, let's talk to Alicia Lani. Her new single, Love You, is out. It has a great video to it. Find her at AliciaLaniMusic.com. You can see her tomorrow, Saturday, September 24th at 3:15 on the Neches stage at the 36th Annual Pecan Street Festival. Great artist, Alicia Lani. We have a great conversation. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a great weekend. Whatever it is that you do, get on out to the Pecan Street Festival. Maybe I'll pass you on the thing. Say hi. Hi, Johnny, and I'll say hi to you. All right? Have a great weekend. Here's Alicia Lani. Let's get down. Pecan Street Festival.
Yes.
You excited about that?
I really am. It's actually going to be my second time doing it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't done one in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to since I was a little girl.
Really? So you weren't born here?
No.
You were born in the Midwest?
Yes. I was born in Missouri.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Missouri?
Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a famous Missouri town.
Is it?
isn't it? I've heard Springfield, Missouri all the time. What's the deal? What are your parents? What was going on there?
As far as
where they were from, or
yeah, okay. That's where my parents met, and we just moved out here when I was four, and I've just been out here since.
Oh, so you've been in Austin?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did you grow up seeing music and doing? Because it sounds like you started making music when you were like eight.
My mom had just good choice of music that just kind of brought a lot of stuff out of me that I liked and I liked to hear, and I figured, can I do that?
Yeah.
And it went from there.
What was that stuff?
Like, she listens to a lot of old school funk, R&B, like Isley Brothers, Mickey Howard from different decades and stuff like that. I've listened to a lot of good stuff from Jodeci, really a lot of heavy R&B, heavy R&B.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I loved hip-hop, too. She would play hip-hop, and family members would play a lot of hip-hop. But my mama loved R&B, and she loved, like, since What's the 411, Mary J. Blige, all the way on.
Hell yeah,
and,
man.
You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So that's, there wasn't a lot of that going on there. There's not, like, a lot of... There's not a lot of music like you. There's not a lot of soul music and R&B music being made in Austin so much, or that you see.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Do you find it like, do you have a hard time figuring out where you're going to go play?
Oh, no.
No?
They love it.
No, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Where do you play? Outside of festivals like the Pecan Street Festival?
Usually it just depends really with the promoter of the event and who reaches out. But I've played at Empire. I played at Red 7 before it was gone. Lucky Lounge. I've played a little bit everywhere. I used to do a lot of hip hop shows before I got with the management I am with now.
Is that Keys?
Keys Street, yeah.
Okay, Keys Street.
Before we actually got together business-wise, Reno Dudley, my management now, I always noticed that he threw a lot of R&B shows, and I was in heavy rotation with hip hop. I mean, I'd be the only girl and I'd be the only vocalist. And at that, I'm the most soulful one.
you're singing the hooks.
I mean, my own sets.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I'm doing my own sets, and they're hip hop shows. Like, definitely like rappers, you know, trap rap, hip rap, all that stuff.
I watched a little film about your record release show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it looked like you had a lot of really cool acts on there.
Yeah. It was really people that was affiliated with the album.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like Kamathy, he did a beat for me, the Getaway beat. Chiquita B, she's a hip hop artist as well. And she was featured on the album with Little Too Late. Yeah. And Brendan, he's like my music brother. He's a label mate with us here at Key Street. So he had to definitely be on the bill. So that night was amazing. Like, for me to be doing music for about 10 years or so, I would say, and to finally have my first project and to have a celebration for it meant a lot for me. It really meant a lot because I felt like I've always been ready to do my own thing. And I kind of just waited until I really felt naturally like it was ready. I didn't want to do it too prematurely or, you know, like that. So when I finally found the people that I needed in my corner and the right direction I needed, it was kind of smooth sailing from there, just as well as now. Like, I'm working on my new album, and I'm so excited. I can't wait.
How far along are you?
I've done like maybe 8 tracks, and I still have four or five more in me that I'm ready to get out of. And it's just my writing and my creative process is just like always on, especially right now. I'm in a good period and process, which is weird because I'm getting married this month.
You what?
Yes. So I've had a lot on my plate. And, you know, I remember you asking me about the single, and the reason why it's been since February is because of life.
Yeah.
Like, there's shows, and then we have some new artists on the label itself. We have Chiquita B, we have Jake Lloyd, and we still have me and Brendan. So we've been working with them as well. So I've been just kind of taking the back seat and been just writing my little butt off and just trying to plan my wedding and, you know, do all that good stuff. So
is this album going to reflect sort of that joy?
Oh, yeah.
That you are feeling?
Yeah. And for my first single, you know, as far as Love You, that was really the introduction for that, you know. A real sweet R&B old school sound kind of song, you know, just something real, just something not too sugar-coated at all. It was just what it was and what it is. Yeah.
You have a really beautiful voice, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
it's too bad you're so ugly. I'm just joking.
I know, I got radio pretty face.
You definitely don't have radio face. So what is this? What does your future husband do? Your fiance?
He is a IP engineer for Cisco and IP soft downtown. Yeah.
Wow.
He's a real technical guy. He knows how to do all that stuff I don't know how to do.
Yeah. Does he like the music?
Oh, he loves the music. He's actually a producer and he's an actual MC as well. Like,
oh,
he's,
wow.
Yeah, he's like a hip hop artist, like, you know, Lupe or Mos Def and Q-Tip kind of guy. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, he's real lyrical and he makes amazing beats. He made a few beats on my First Impression album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, that's a really good album.
Thank you, man.
Let me ask you this, because when someone makes you beats, they send you the track like fully recorded without any singing or anything on it.
Correct.
You sing to it.
Correct.
And then that's how you co-write.
Correct. Actually, I wrote the whole album. And I'm this new album, I've been co-writing with other producers and writers, so that's been fun.
Do you feel like it's been upping your game a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good feeling.
And I've been reading a lot lately, too. I've been reading a lot lately, and that always helps.
What do you read?
I've been reading a lot of self-taught books. I'm reading The Alchemist right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26?
Yes.
So young.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long have you been with your fiancé?
We're going on 7 years.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Wow.
We're going on 7 years. We have a 5-year-old daughter.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It was just bound to happen. So we're talking about wanting a house and doing this. So we're like, well, let's go ahead and just make everything one. Let's just go ahead and get married. We want to marry each other anyway. So
what stopped you before? I know this is totally personal and you probably didn't know what was going to happen, but I like to just talk to people.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Like, if I met you on a plane, this is what would happen.
Right, you know what right. I'm saying? No, I'm pretty much an open book and I'm sure I won't tell you nothing I don't want you to know. Yeah. But we've been engaged for a while. I'm not going to lie. Really what held it back was my fiance. He found out he was type 1 diabetic and okay. He was already 25 and... You know, that kind of is a long process to get back to health. So we kind of put all that on hold and trying to make sure, you know, everything was back to normal.
That's a scary thing, being so young to deal with that, you know?
Yeah, and it was definitely at the cutoff age. You know, juvenile diabetes, you know, since you're a kid until before 25. But he started getting those symptoms right before his birthday. So, and I have a lot of medical background, so I kind of saw the symptoms coming and I told him that he should definitely go get seen.
What kind of medical background?
I'm just a medical assistant, but I do a lot of family, pediatric a little bit, but mostly OBGYN.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it's good to help the ladies.
Oh, yeah. 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 I feel like ladies need to know what's going on with their bodies.
They do need to know what's going on with their bodies. So when you play live, is it like what I saw in the video from Empire? It's like a big band with backup singers and...
Sometimes we don't have the backup singers all the time. Sometimes I hold down the fort. But lately, like since then, I have definitely been playing with a band. And only sometimes I don't, depending on the requirement of the show. Or like I had a Houston show that just wanted a DJ. They gave me a 15-minute set. So I'm like, oh, we'll just do DJ. Because there's no point in bringing all the boys in the equipment
for
all the way.
Minutes,
yeah, for 15 minutes. So... But we did that for Atlanta, though, because that's Atlanta. We were going way out there. I was like, okay, it's a 20-minute set. We're just going to bring everybody and let's just do it right. But they actually had a band there, so I only brought my keyboardist, John Dees.
That's the guy that played with you in the city when they gave you a day?
Yep,
that
he plays
good,
with me
man.
All the time. He is so amazing. It's actually his birthday. Happy birthday, John!
Happy birthday,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, it's his birthday. He's my producer. He's making a lot of new music with me on this new album.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, that guy's great. What else does he do? Is he works with other people?
Yes, he does. He plays with Ross. He plays with Hatch. He plays with Tamika Jones.
Love Tamika.
Yeah,
oh,
I love her.
Okay, that's where I've seen her. Yeah. I just saw her the other night.
Yeah, yeah. She's amazing.
She, yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's also super pretty.
Yeah, she is. She's so gorgeous.
She is. Yes. She was wearing a weird wig, though.
Oh, her little blonde wig? The
no,
long
it
hair?
Was like a weird silver.
Oh, yeah. She likes to have fun. She changes it up. Yeah, she does.
I wish I could. Can guys do that? Not really, can you?
You go can, just, but...
Like dress up like an army man or something and go out.
Hey,
like
if it's
player.
Like a super themed, like if that's your personality, I say go for it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no rules. I feel like, you know, and if people are going to have their opinion no matter what, but as long as you're good and you're cool about it,
Thanks.
Why not? Yeah.
I'm going to take your advice. I'm not too old to just start being even weirder than I already am.
No, no. You're never too old.
Never too old. Never too old to be weird. And your fiance is the same age as you? Close in age?
No, he's about 2 years older than me.
Okay. So close enough.
So close enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go back.
Yes.
So you're listening to this R&B music in your house, Jodeci, the first Mary J. Blige record and stuff your mom's turning you on to. And you wrote your first song when you were 8. Is that right?
I really started writing around then, mostly poems. It was really mostly poems.
Do you have them?
Anywhere? Oh, man, I have journals of them. I try to keep them all together. I would piece them apart and just try to put a little melody behind it and see, you know, what comes out of it. And that was just my experimentation with it.
What were you working out with these poems? Like, what are they? Do you remember any of them? Or you can be like, oh, these, like, were they like...
Could I recite one right now? Oh, my God.
That would be amazing. I doubt you would.
Yes.
But what were they about? Like, what were you dealing with when you're writing these poems? Is like, you know,
just like self security and just like being a girl and, you know, maybe just simple things and maybe having a crush on a little boy in class. Just simple, innocent little girl things, like, honestly, or just about like what I was going through with my family or with my mom. You know, she was a single mom with me and my brother, so we had a lot of, you know, things happen with us, and, you know, we didn't live the best, but she made sure we were good, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, I had a lot of inspiration.
I had the same kind of thing, single mom. Yeah. It's a struggle, man.
It is.
It's tough.
And, you know, coming from Missouri, coming all the way to Austin and coming from scratch and, you know, it's hard, but she just wanted a better life for us and I appreciated it.
That's great. What did she do? Is she around still?
She's in Austin. She comes to almost every show.
So she is proud.
Yeah, she's mad proud.
What about your little girl? Does she rock your jams?
Oh, yes, she does. She knows all the new joints before anybody. Yes, she
does. That's so cool.
And she'll sing it to you, too. She has no problem doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
I know. I heard this. I can't remember exactly who. Was it like a Tom Petty kind of guy that, like, yeah, my kids were like, you know, they didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I guess they get to an age where starts to be weird and embarrassing.
Yeah, it's just what's cool now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's whatever is cool.
Okay, so you're writing your poems at 8 and you're doing that. Were you singing too? You were walking
I was singing on the radio. Any song on the radio, I knew. I knew it. Even if it was rap. Like, the Bone Thugs and Harmony was my group.
And then you started playing out, like, when you were pretty young? Were you like 16 or something?
Man, I started doing, like, performing live. Like, I would do the, like, talent shows in elementary school as soon as they would let us at third grade. I was like, oh, we can perform? We can participate? Sign me up, please. I'm up there singing Janet Jackson and Mary J. Blige songs and Aaliyah songs. I remember all the songs I sung. I sung a Janet Jackson song that, it was one of the video when she was traveling the world and riding the elephants and stuff. Yeah. I can't remember the song, the title.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly
right?
What you're talking about.
And then I sung Aaliyah, Try Again. And I did that one. And I did a Mary J. Blige song. And it was amazing. That one was a grown-up girl song. Like she was mad about her dude cheating on her. And he had another kid with another woman type thing. And I'm like, this little girl singing it because my mom just played it all the time. And I knew it.
It's funny to hear those little kids. Like, there's like when you listen to Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5 and you realize that the guy singing that song about the woman that's off cheating on him is 6 years old.
I know.
Here, I'm going to pull this back just a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're doing great. Most of the time, people have this part of it.
Yeah, I'm a performer. Like, I'm normal.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever take theater or anything?
I tried a theater class in school, and it was boring.
Did you have the same thing that kind of like you realized like the other thing was a lot more free, and like theater is like all this like. Well, learning what people say and then saying it and acting a certain to me it all kind of seemed like a little
it was less fun. It was very less fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. And you know, with the choir I was in, we would do we didn't do dialogue, but it was more acting still.
Right.
We would do like Motown theme, little concerts and stuff like that. So we're singing, you know, these songs and moving and, you know, we're giving expression. But I always wanted to try acting, but it was just so damn boring in high school. Maybe it was the teacher. I don't know.
With your modeling, like, have you ever gotten in something? Like, they're like, oh, we need a girl to do this in the back of the thing. When, you know, I mean, with me, all the acting I've ever done is like, oh, I'm the guy that plays guitar in this guy's band. I don't really say anything. I just kind of stand in the back like, hey.
Well, a friend of mine, he's actually out here doing a video production for A-Town Productions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, he'll call me. I'm like, hey, Lonnie, you know, can you? Right. Yeah, yeah.
But even that stuff's more like you just go and you sit and wait until someone tells you to come do this thing for a couple minutes and they have to relight everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been through that, especially when I was modeling. And
you don't model anymore?
No. Well, when you're a singer, you kind of do it all.
Yeah.
But when I was just solely modeling, no, I just don't solely model no more. And even if I do model for someone else, I would ask, hey, I am a singer, so if you could just, you know, promoted as such, not like I'm just a model, because I want to, you know, if we're working together, I would love to meet who you messing with, if they like R&B or not. I would love to be in their ear.
Yeah.
But I like to just, since I've played those roles solely and I'm finally where I'm at, where I really want to be at, that's where I would just love to be known for.
Yeah.
Just like anybody else would.
So how did you start modeling? Did someone see you somewhere and go like, hey?
Yeah, it happened just like that over online. Her name's Stephanie, and she works for Baller Alert now. I knew she was going to get successful.
Yeah.
Successful. That girl is so driven, and we had the same worth ethic. So she finally did her thing, but she reached out to me and she was like, hey, you know, I'm an agent looking for girls that like to model and do professional things. And so at first I was kind of like, let me see what she's working with. Let me try her out. Because, you know, sometimes it can be kind of
I think like 95% 95% of that industry is super, liars.
Yeah, it's real flaky. The
bullshit,
you know?
Artists.
Yeah, bullshit artists. We can curse. Okay, great.
Totally free.
I've been trying to hold back. But but so I tried her out and she was real honest, you know. So I stuck around. I did a few videos and I've done a few fashion shows and I've actually participated in music conferences. So that's really what I was doing it for. And she knew, you know, my intentions.
That's
I was
cool.
An actual singer. So
yeah.
I'm meeting all these artists and DJs and A&R reps. I'm sitting in panels learning about ASCAP and like just soaking it all in. I'm like, 18, 19 years old and I'm just soaking it all in. And, you know, at the time I didn't know the right people musically, but I knew her.
Right.
And that was going to help me. You
take
know,
that
hey,
next step.
What is it like back here in the scenes as far as just being in the scene, watching people shoot videos, watching how the process is, just taking it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was beneficial for sure.
You made a great video for Love You.
Thank
and
you.
And a lot of that is like, you know, just your face like that.
Thank
That's
you.
A lot of...
I'm glad everybody loves that video because that was like my idea. Like I just
It was?
Like, yeah,
oh, that was
like
a great idea.
I came out with the creative like... And I kind of conveyed it to the, you know, directors and they were like, yeah, just let us know and we'll give some feedback and we can add some things. And I was like, yeah, it's just this is the kind of really personal, real don't want to distract people with cars or it's not that type of song. It's really solely just a personal ass song.
Right.
You know, and I was lucky enough to get a few couples to come in and I'm glad I was able to get different couples as well just to show that diversity. And I
just to show that love isn't.
Just one way.
One thing.
One way or one thing. Yeah,
so I take
exactly.
it you're not like a staunch right-wing Republican.
No, hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
How do you feel about this impending election?
I don't even care at this point. I just don't
Isn't
want...
Isn't that sad? They did that to us.
Yeah.
They really did.
They
set it up to where we don't care anymore because they messed with us too much.
And they've done the worst. Like, this is the worst. Like, this is really America? This is where we're at right now?
Yeah.
Really? After all these years, we've been going through all this craziness with all these killings and bombings and all this. This is who you decide to choose to run next? Like, really?
Yeah,
it's just crazy. I'm baffled.
I'm baffled too.
We're so
I think everyone's baffled.
It's ignorant as hell.
I had this feeling that maybe over the last month, because I think after Labor Day, like today is when everything kicks in super hard for those guys.
Yeah.
I was thinking like at some point, like in over the last couple of weeks, someone would come out and go like, hey, we're going to get rid of these two guys and let you choose a couple of other guys because nobody likes either one of those people, which is sad.
We have no choice. And if I had to choose, I'm sorry, I'd have to go with Hillary.
Of course,
because who else can we choose right now? And I'm not that political. So
I mean, can I ask you a question on a racial issue?
Right,
like if someone that's a billionaire white guy goes, "Blacks love me," and he's literally said that. I've heard him say that. Does that just you just go like fuck you?
Yeah, like who?
I mean, because I'm Cuban and I'm Hispanic and I'm the first generation born here. If we lived under his rule of not letting people in my family, you know, would have had a really hard time getting here.
Yeah, it's just a show.
It's just a shit show.
I don't know who the fuck he paid. Yeah. He had to pay somebody. And I feel like he's been shelling out a lot of money just for all of it.
He really
and
has.
Because that's all what it is. You know what I'm saying? It really is. Like, it's just, I don't even like to fucking entertain it.
Go back on the music.
It just pisses me off. Like,
of course it does.
It's so ignorant. It's just so fucking ignorant.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's weird. You'd think that it would be less ignorant than it was 20 years ago, but it's not.
I'm sure they thought it was going to be real ignorant with Obama.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about, you know, racial topic, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
They didn't expect Trump to try to run for president. I'd rather have Kanye run for president than Trump.
I would too.
I swear to God, I'm so sorry. Like,
to me, it's almost like, I mean, I love Kanye's ability to make art, and I'm a huge fan of his. He does say very crazy things.
But it's real.
But it is
it's
real.
Right. Yeah. It's right. You know, and sometimes he say things when he was drunk, like about Taylor Swift, but she agreed to have him on the next album, say that things that he said about her. So,
okay, not to get too far off topic.
Sorry.
But I have, no. I have this thing that I feel like she had made it and she had done very well, but he pushed her over the top. She became
America's sweetheart
when he took away her thing.
Oh, he helped her out a lot. I'm sorry.
So much.
I'm
like,
sorry.
It's almost like a thing that you know. Like, as shocked as she was when it happened, like, her publicist was like, there's nothing better could have happened.
Right. Any publicity is good, and that was the best one.
And this
one
is, like, the best, because she looks like a, like, what?
Yeah. It was kind of like one of those moments. Have you seen The Interviewer? The Interview?
Remember, yeah.
Remember when Slim Shady just started confessing his gayness on TV and everybody's looking around like, holy shit, did this just happen? Like, it was like one of those moments for her. Like, she didn't even know.
No. No. So what do you listen to now? Like, what do you listen to now?
I'm still stuck in the 90s and 80s. But I listen to...
It's weird
to,
because you can be if you want to now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I really like over on the way here, I was jamming the new Frank Ocean.
I like Frank Ocean.
I love Frank Ocean. I love that he's so free.
What about a Janelle Monáe?
I like Janelle Monáe.
Like a futuristic soul singer.
I've been listening to Janelle Monáe since like her second album. I'm not going to lie and say I was there from her first because I wasn't.
What was her first?
I can't even remember. That girl made like, I think she has 5 albums.
Oh, really?
But I remember when she was actually even on Big Boy's video, the Morris Brown video. I'm such a Big Boy and Outkast fan, so I already knew about her before she was legitimately slowly coming out.
All right.
And I actually bumped into her in 09 at South by Southwest. Like, literally not bumped into her, but I looked over and she's standing right there. Like, her and her producer, and I'm like, oh my God. Before she blew up.
Did you say hi?
Yeah, I had to. I was like, I'm so sorry. I know you're listening to Big Boy, but I just want to give you a hug and tell you how amazing you are. Like, and I'm so young. I'm like, in 09, how old was I? I was like, 18, 19, you know, and I was like, wow, you're just so amazing. I know you're going to do great things. And look at her now.
Yeah, look at her now. She's amazing.
She is so amazing. I love her. I love her to death.
And she does things like on a high. There's like her records have like these themes and like these, you know what I mean? There's like a story behind their concept records, but like weird like space travel shit. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love
it
too.
She definitely embraces her nerdness.
You are more of a personal songwriter.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got from your songs.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah.
And I want to, and I'm, you know, I'm really backed up. I'm really backed up on my material to where, you know, like I said, I haven't really been doing my own thing until now with this new album and the album I've already put out and the album I'm working on now. So I'm kind of like backed up and I'm like wanting to go and work on this. And now right now I'm venturing out more, doing more different kind of topics and sounds and, hey, I hear this, and being more involved with the building of the beats and what I hear with this. And, you know, as far as arrangements, and I'm just totally hands in, hands out, full on deck on my stuff.
That's good. I love it. That's important.
Yeah, I love
it. What about on the business stuff? Do you have a lot? Do you make? Yeah.
Yep. I'm totally aware and involved. And I, like, I can have a conversation with my manager every day. Like, hey, what's up with this? And we boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Cool. Just let me know when I need to be seen or put it on the Google calendar. Like,
yeah.
Especially with the wedding, I've been kind of like, you know, kind of minorly distracted with planning that and making sure that's going right. So
what's going on? Let's talk. Can we talk about the wedding?
Yeah.
What, how many people are coming?
Oh my God, I don't even know. Hopefully the right amount. 150.
The right amount.
No more, because then I'm gonna be like, be too many people at the venue.
Where is the venue?
It's gonna be a house on the hill.
I know that is. That's nice.
Yeah, it's real nice.
I'm in this band Skyrocket and we play a lot of weddings and we see a lot of that
nice
side of the world.
I want to start doing that. I want to start doing like weddings and corporate stuff.
You know, I don't think there's, if you found, like, if you, to me, the successful thing to do is to find the hole that no one's filled. I don't think there's any kind of like you could literally, if you really put your mind to, you could do like an 80s and 90s R&B band.
I wouldn't mind doing it, and I would throw in my originals too. They wouldn't even know the difference.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. So, what are you going to do for music at your wedding? You're going to have a DJ, or since you've got so many music people.
No, I'm not going to bring a band out. It's going to be more of a night wedding. I'm going to just have a DJ come through.
That's
and
good.
I do have Ben Cena singing me down the aisle, so that's really good. Amazing. That's, do you know who Ben Cena is? He's the R&B singer out here in Austin. He actually played two shows with Tamika Jones.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's opened up for her twice with two of her shows. He's really amazing. John Keys works with him too.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was, when I was married for a period of time.
Okay.
A decade.
Nice.
And then, but when I got married, since I'm a musician, all my musician friends, we just had someone bring a PA and then all of the stuff. Like, there was guitars and a bass and drums and the whole thing. And then people, you know, you get enough of us around, there's, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what, you want me to get on stage? Sure, of course. You know what I mean?
All right. Hey, come grab it. It's right here. Sitting right here.
Even my dad was singing, so.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of music are you going to be spinning at this wedding? Anything, hits of today, or your favorite?
Both. But mostly hit, like, my favorites. I would try all the old school stuff. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Stevie Wonder. All the good stuff, all the 90s love songs. Even some Sean Paul. I love Sean Paul.
Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Me too. That's that dance hall guy?
Yeah. He does that song, I'm Still in Love with You. Oh, so sweet.
That's a good song. But what was his very first song? Like
that, Just Give Me the Light.
I love that song.
Yeah, that song makes you want to dance.
Yeah, man.
All his songs do. Like We Be Burning, and what's some other ones? Stick Like Glue. Like, he has a few. I like him. You know, he was on Belly.
What's that?
The movie Belly?
I don't
it's
know.
It's a gangsta-ass movie with DMX and Nas. It's starred by DMX and Nas. And it's about just two dudes in New York just moving weight and living like that life. And he was actually, they went to Jamaica, and Sean Paul was on stage performing. And that's how I knew who he was. And I looked him up, and I figured out who he was. Sorry, I have like complete trivia. Like,
no, I love that.
You know.
No, what I love is that you have a knowledge of stuff that I don't really know that well. I mean, we could probably get together and just talk. I could talk about weird shoegazer English bands from the early 90s, and you could tell me about R&B that I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We could do that for sure.
We could do that. Okay, so you're playing the 36th Annual Pecan Street Festival Saturday, September 24th at 3:15 p.m. on the Neches stage.
Yes.
Just before the Night Owls. You like them?
I haven't heard of them, but I just found the playlist today.
Yeah.
So since I haven't been home to sit and clean yet, so I'm going to put on their music, and I'm going to check out the playlist to see who else is playing.
Yeah, maybe you'll like them.
I think I will.
Yeah.
They always pick good people. They have good ears.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Kano.
Ryan Kano's a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He suggested you for the show because I had never heard you.
I appreciate him. So he's so sweet. He booked me last year for the Fall Pecan Fest. And they asked for me again this year, and they're going to put me on the main stage this year. So I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm excited to be back another year.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I'm sorry. I'm going to be out of town that day, so I won't be able to see that
show. Okay. I think I'm trying to work on getting some videography. That would be fun. So, hey, if you're listening and you want to get some work done, boop, boop.
You mean like film the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's an hour set. I have an hour set, and I'll have the whole band with me. And it'll be the last show I'll play as a single woman.
Oh.
my wedding's the day after. Yes.
Just like a musician, you have to get married on a Sunday.
I know. I'm crazy. Everybody calls me crazy.
Are you going to have a rehearsal dinner afterwards? I did that same thing. I played at UT for 40 Acres and then drove to my rehearsal dinner. And yeah, I played with my band. That's the life of a musician,
right? I know. It's what we do.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's what we do. And I'm like, oh, it's just an hour set.
You know what you'd do if you weren't? You'd be just sitting around nervous all day about you're getting married the next day. So why not have a gig?
Right.
Go work it out.
Go
feel
have
good.
The gig,
sweat.
Leave. And I kind of want to submit myself into a spa that night and then, you know, wake up the next morning to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably just do that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Your music is fantastic. I love the single Love You. People can find your stuff on Spotify.
Yes.
Is Love You on Spotify?
Yes. It's okay. On iTunes, too.
Yeah, on iTunes, where you can buy it.
And Google Play, if you're an Android user.
I am an Android user, but I'm a Spotify guy.
Oh, nice.
Is Google Play good to use?
I have no clue. I have an iPhone, so.
Yeah.
I have no clue. But a lot of people use it.
Your first album, First Impression, is a full-length album. That is available as well.
Yes.
People can find you at alicialanimusic.com.
Yes, that's my website.
That is your website.
Find all my information there.
It's very good. You can find a lot of photos.
Photos.
Comprehensive bio.
Yep.
Some nice videos. Seeing you, the mayor, present you with your very own day.
Yes, that was a big accomplishment. That was a shock more than anything.
How did they do that? Because I got a day, but it was 19 years ago.
Well, I
can
played,
you get another one? Yeah,
I think you can.
I'm older now.
Yeah,
I'd appreciate it more.
I think you can. I don't think the rules are like that strict.
No,
they probably didn't renewed some stuff since then. But I played a gig and a congresswoman was there, and they were like, "We want to keep in touch with you." And you know, a lot of people say that, but I wasn't aware of who she was. And so they did, and they were like, "We would love to give Lonnie her own day." And I'm like, "What?
That is awesome."
I was like, "Okay." And they're like, "What's your day? Like, what is your rule?" And I'm like, "Well, my rule would be for my day is to not put yourself first for a change and do something for others, which you should do every day. But a lot of people don't really do that. I can't say I do it all the time, but, you know, I try to do it all the time. You know, go out of my way. I give food, you know, I'll give a whole case of water to some homeless people that's on the corner and it's hot outside, or, you know, just do something out the kindness of your heart. I really didn't have a real rule to give. Like, I didn't have something cool to say. So
right.
I just was like, hey, just do right by others. And just
it's a nice selfless way to be.
Yeah. It's just, you know, do something that's not about you for a change.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
especially
we get so
consumed.
Especially
when you're getting this big accolade to sort of pass the attention over to someone that you feel needs it more than you is a big thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice person.
And for like, I had a show that day and we just collected goods and stuff for the Safe Place. It's one of my favorite.
Oh, right. I saw that. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite charities here because they actually helped me and my mom and my brother out when we got here from Missouri. They did so much for us. So
that's amazing that you're able to give back like that. That does feel really good.
It felt good. It felt good. And I'm going to continue to do it for sure and choose different charities or add on. And
plus whoever's there now, you know, in Safe House can see that it's not always going to be
Yeah.
Where they're at now. You know what I mean? Right. They don't have to be.
Right. It's just helping out others.
Yeah.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
And now that I'm in a stature to where I can help or I can do some sorts, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Because others did it for me without knowing.
Yeah. You're a good person.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lonnie, is there anything I'm missing? Are you sweating? I'm sweating.
I am sweating.
We should. Yeah. Sweating with Johnny and Lonnie.
Oh, yeah. Johnny and Lonnie.
That'll be the name of our TV show. We'll just sweat.
We'll sweat and just talk shit since I know we can curse now.
Well, thank you for coming. People can find you at AliciaLonnieMusic.com.
Yep.
Pick up the single, Love You. Pick up the album, First Impression. You can see Lonnie live the last day of her single womanhood.
Yes.
Before she becomes a Mrs.
Yes.
at the 36th Annual Pecan Street Festival taking place Saturday, September 24th. You will be playing Saturday, September 24th at 3:15 p.m. on the Neches stage.
Also, my brother Brendan Foster's on that set too. So,
oh, really?
Yes, he is. He's gone on before me. I think he goes on and then the Night Owls go on. You said I go on them before or after, right?
Before that Night Owls. Yes. Yeah, I can tell you when they're playing. Actually, I have their notes right here.
I know. I don't have my phone on me or in front of me.
I can tell you they're playing at 4:35.
Okay.
So you're playing before them.
Yes. So it'd be Brendan, and then there's an act in between, which I cannot name, and I will post that if you guys follow me on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff, so y'all can keep in tune. And the easiest way to really track me and my shows, because everybody asks me, when's your next show? When's your next show? I have a Bands in Town. I have a Tip Cal. Go ahead and get an account there, and you can always keep in touch with me, and that is also linked to my website as well.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Go to AliciaLonnieMusic.com. For all your Alicia Lonnie needs.
All you need.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Communication line to love, love, love.
Oh, show me everything you can do for me from mentally. The beautiful and talented Alicia Lonnie. You can find her at AliciaLonnieMusic.com. That is her new single, Love You. She's going to have an album coming out soon. And don't forget, you can see her tomorrow at the 36th Annual Fall Pecan Street Festival. That's Saturday, September 24th at 3:15 on the Neches stage. Listen, man, tomorrow, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th, is the 36th Annual Fall Pecan Street Festival. Three stages, 44 bands, including Night Owls, KP and the Boom Boom, Total Unicorn, Hunter Sharp, She Sir, Katie Rain, and today's guest, Alicia Lonnie, and so many more. Go to pecanstreetfestival.org and get involved. Get out there. Walk the streets. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right? I'll be there on Sunday doing it up. Hey, listen, let's hear some more music from Alicia Lonnie. Don't forget, you can find her at AliciaLonnieMusic.com. You can find her on iTunes. You can find her on Spotify, on the Facebook, and all the places that you find the people. I want to thank her for coming by. It was great getting to talk to her and getting to know her. She's a fantastic artist and a very nice person. All right? Don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and on Stitcher. And you'll get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. Get out to the 36th Annual Pecan Street Festival this weekend, Saturday, September 24th, Sunday, September 25th. See Alicia Lonnie. Here's some more of her single, Love You. Have a great weekend. Do it up. See you Sunday. Let's get down.